Finally, I'm so happy to see you. Come on, come on in. Come here for a hug. I had to see you as soon as possible. I don't want you to be alone right now, and I just worry that you're gonna do something dumb, and I just really think you need a friend right now. No, it is important. I'm your best friend. And you're experiencing your first breakup, which is incredibly painful for anyone. And I think I read somewhere that rejection causes the same response in the brain as experiencing physical pain. Do you think, as your best friend, I'm not going to be here for you in difficult times like this? You didn't know that, huh? Well, I suppose one of us has to pay attention in class. I know you copy my notes, really, but we're getting off track, so what do you want to do to cheer you up? What can I do? What do we usually do? When I'm in a bad mood or something happened to me, you always suggest movies. That's a good choice. There's a new movie on Netflix about a crazy girl. Or we can play video games. You'll love it. I'll make sure that I lose on purpose because, I always win and I'm too good and I feel bad. So I promise if you play video games, I'll let you win. Or we can leave these four walls and go out somewhere, a little walk, a big adventure, and do something super duper fun. Yes, we should do something. I'm not gonna let you cry between these four walls over some girl when she's probably living her life right now. You just can't wallow around and thinking about emotional things and trying to write it down like some emotional poetry about how much you miss her, about even though she was not worth it, she was not nice at all, and I'm not gonna let you worship some dirt, okay? Know your worth. Tell you what, come here. We're going over to the couch. I'm gonna plunk your booties right here. Okay. And there we go. Isn't that much better than standing up and crying? Now you can sit down and cry. Hey, look at me. Look at me. What's wrong? No, just turn this way. Are you blushing? You are. Don't even deny it. Your cheeks are cherry red. Your cheeks are redder than the Soviet Union. I see it. Okay. I'm sorry. That was just too adorable. Squeeze your cheeks. Squeeze your cheeks. Oh, there we go. You're so cute. Oh, okay, I'll stop now. Just gonna rest my head on your shoulder here. What do you mean? I'm just being here for you, being a good, caring friend, showing that I'm here for you, trying to lift your spirits, giving you a little love and care. That's what you need. Well, have you heard of hugs, not drugs? Of course, it's gonna make you better. It gets your dopamine up, your brain levels will feel more happier, and then you'll be more happier in general and get over this. This girl just doesn't deserve you, okay? You should not be this emotional of her. Like, I know it's hard. You did care for her, but she treats you like dog poo. Still talking about the shoulder. No. This is not weird at all. We are friends. And friends need to do some lovey stuff for each other sometimes. And I'm being here for you. You know, hugs are just as essential as food. And water for survival. You know, I read that if kids that get loads of love and hugs end up better than the ones that never got love and hugs. So I'm giving you all the hugs and it's gonna make you feel better. the top scientists in the world even agree with this. So try to believe whatever you want, but I'm not budging. I'm going to keep giving you hugs. Oh, there we go. Remember when we had that sleepover when we were like 6 and we slept in the same bed together? Oh my god, it's basically the same thing. That's the first time I slept with someone. Only now I have boobs. That's such a funny word. Sorry, but I know it's not a huge difference to you, I know, but they're pretty huge for me. Like, oh, melons. They are melons. No, I don't take any enjoyment out of this. I'm suffering alongside with you, okay? And I'm here for you. Like, if you're not gonna put your needs first, someone else is gonna have to. And who's that gonna be? But seriously, I don't know why you're so upset about escaping that 18-clown car pileup on that interstate of a relationship. I imagine the vast majority of people are happy to get out of a prison. She was so bad to you. Did I ever tell you about this weird illness I got once? It was around the time you started dating her. Whenever she was in close proximity, I would hear Darth Vader's theme song in my head. Do, 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 do. It was the strangest thing. You get the point. It was like that. Exactly. Also, the fact that she acts like the evil emperor.
Looks like him too.
Can you at least try to explain what you see in her? I'm sure I'll be able to instantly debunk any of your arguments. Oh. She's the only girl that ever showed any interest in you. Sweetie, I realize that plenty of girls would take an interest in you if you came out of your shell a little bit and talked to them, right? You can't just expect them to fall out of the sky and onto your lap. You're not that cute. No, I'm being 100% serious. I don't want to continue inflating your colossal ego, and I will deny having ever said this. But yes, you are a wonderful guy. Why else would I be your friend? And I know for a fact that plenty of girls would gladly fight each other for a chance with you. Yes, that's your problem. You're way too shy. You don't know how amazing you are. You really underrate yourself. See if you get out there, talk to girls, and get to know you. You will find your one out there. And you'll be glad to know that I know this one girl in particular who's really into you. She seriously has it bad for you. It's almost sad. You know, that's a lot of time. It's kind of sad, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of... Oh, you're interested? Well, she likes how kind-hearted you are, how you always put other people first and go completely out of your way for them, how optimistic and energetic you are. She really likes how you've been there for her whenever she was upset about something, especially when she broke up with her first boyfriend. How smart, funny, sweet, charming, attractive. Oh man, I don't know what to say. I don't know what that was. I want to apologize. No, I am definitely not blushing. Shut up. Absolutely not. I absolutely refuse to tell you how many years... God, how long I've had a crush on you. Just be glad that another human female on this planet miraculously took interest in you. Okay. There are others, but I'll use my Jedi psychic powers to choke the crap out of them if they ever think about going within 1,000 yards of your booty. I will fight them, okay? Kylo Ren ain't got nothing on me. Now, come on. I waited far too long to